I'm Alexis Dubochnik, and we are here at the Industrial Kitchen at my job in Los Angeles. I'm the global food coordinator at BuzzFeed for Tasty. Okay, so I was born in New York City, and I got lead poisoning when I was 2 years old. They were sandblasting the Williamsburg Bridge, lead paint went all over the neighborhood, all the kids got lead poisoning, there's a bunch of lawsuits. Anyway, so the doctor said that my parents needed to get me out of the city ASAP, so we moved upstate, and so I grew up in this little town in the foothills of the Catskills. I think I was about 7 years old, and I was with Leah, who, she's like my sister, just 2 years older, we're both only children, or we're neighbors, our parents are best friends, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, Leah and I had been playing. It was this really rainy March day in upstate New York, which is pretty dismal. We'd been playing outside all day, and we came inside freezing and like starving for a snack. And Leah went to the fridge and she got out this hunk of cheddar cheese and she lobbed a big piece off and put it in one of those little white ramekins and then microwaved it. And then we sat around the ramekin with spoons just scooping this melted cheese. And it was the first time I think I had really had melted cheese in this capacity, which sounds so basic, but I felt like my life changed. It was like the waves parted. It was amazing. It was amazing, amazing, amazing. I just, oh my God. I had this internship at this fashion forecasting company, and they were talking about the color orange and how it was so groundbreaking. And I just thought, I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm gonna be so fucking miserable. And I was simultaneously reading this book by Ruth Reichl called Garlic and Sapphires. And I thought, you know, I wanna be a food writer. So going from one very niche thing, which is trend forecasting, to food writing. But whereas fashion, I think, is very judgmental and kind of pushes people away from each other, it's very elitist, food really brings people together, and I really like that aspect. One of the biggest things that has really drawn me to LA is the proximity to nature. I feel like I look outside my window, I look outside my balcony, and I can see the Hollywood sign and the Griffith Observatory. I go on hikes weekly. You know, there's amazing plants and animals all around you. You're really part of nature, but you're in a city. You have the best of both worlds. The food scene here is absolutely incredible. I know people bitch about driving, but it's really not that bad. And I think the people are really cool. I know, you know, LA gets a bad rep, but I've met some really, really incredible, inspiring, creative, talented people here. And it feels like a city that really encourages you to do whatever you want. Maybe you're knitting sweaters for cats, that's cool. Maybe you're an inspiring actor, that's cool too. Maybe you work in food, that's cool. Whatever you want to do, that's cool. Whereas, you know, in New York, it felt very judgmental. It felt like if you weren't going up this corporate ladder and going at 150% all the time, you were nothing. And here it just feels more accepting and I think just generally more positive. The sun helps too.